Castle takes the snap, whips it out to Cordero Patterson to the right side, gets a great block from Matt Asiata, and Cordero gets loose at the 40 to the Ravens 50.
Oh,
and
he's gone.
Cordero Patterson is gone. Wow! It's a 79-yard screen pass touchdown. Cordero Patterson.
It's X's and O's with head coach Mike Zimmer on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. X's and O's is presented by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Now, from Winter Park, here's the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen.
Good evening. I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. This is X's and O's with Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, presented by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Offensive coordinator Norv Turner joins later, and we now go to the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, Mike Zimmer, set for his first game as a head coach in the regular season. Welcome to the show. Congratulations on the undefeated preseason. How do you look at being undefeated in the preseason? Some think it's akin to getting straight A's in junior college.
Well, thank you, Paul. You know, the most important thing for me was how we performed in the preseason, not necessarily what the record was. It was more about how did we do things? Were we the team trying to do the things that the coaches were teaching them? Did we play smart football? Did we play hard football? Did we play tough football? Did we give great effort? And did we play with unity? And I felt like we did a lot of those things in the preseason. So now we have to carry it on to the regular season and go from there.
And defensively, from afar, it looked like a fair amount improved. I mean, you held Tennessee to no touchdowns, almost did the same to Kansas City and Oakland. They got touchdowns late in games. And again, I know it's preseason, but that's not a bad way to start things when you're completely overhauling a defense.
Well, I do think it helps with confidence. The defensive players have all bought in to everything that we're trying to get accomplished. I think they feel good about the scheme. And obviously, we're still young in the phase of putting this defense together. But it's good for them to have success, and it's good for them to, you know, especially when you've been told how bad you are all the time, it's nice to go out and stick it to somebody and say, hey, you know, we're not as bad as everybody thinks we are. We need to go out and keep getting better.
Mike, as a defensive coordinator, as long as you have been, even back to the defensive backs coaching days with the Dallas Cowboys where you got a Super Bowl ring, the week up to your first regular season game as a head coach, what's different? I mean, are you popping in all of the rooms like you do the defensive stuff, then you're popping in, Norv, we squared away? Kirby, everything good? Is it kind of like that?
It is a little bit like that. I take the iPad home when I go, and I'll watch a lot more of the offensive tape as you get back at night, and then I'll come in to Norv the next morning, and I'll say, hey, was so-and-so supposed to do this, and should we have done this a little bit better? But I have complete confidence in the staff. Obviously, I'm in the defensive room a little bit more than the offensive room, but just trying to think of all the little things that you have to cover before you get into this first ball game.
Mike's offensive coordinator Norv Turner joins X's and O's later. I'm Paul Allen with head coach Mike Zimmer. This is a weekly show every Wednesday called X's and O's. Just a general question. What do you like most about coaching football?
There's a lot of things I love about coaching football, but you know, I love taking players that people say can't play anymore and get them to be good players. That gets me excited. I love watching players improve. I love to watch a guy when you coach him with some technique that they get better and better and they start growing with confidence.
So like with the middle linebacker spot here, not that anybody said it would be a quote weakness end quote on your defense, but there was uncertainty with the middle linebacker spot seemingly throughout the preseason. Jasper Brinkley played a fair amount. Audie Cole would play early in games, late in games. Same with 54 Jasper Brinkley. You look at a situation like that and kind of embrace it in that I'll find a way to get around this and make this okay.
Yeah, and that's a great thing about football. There's 11 guys out there and a lot of times you're playing with 16, 17, 18 guys. And so if everybody does their job and everybody understands what their role is and what everybody else's role is, then you can play really good team defense as long as you do your job and guys next to you do their job. It's when you start freelancing and you start getting out of the right place and, hey, I think they're going to do this. You know, just read your keys, do what you've been taught to do, and then go play football.
Did you see a fair amount of that in the preseason, or were you okay with the maturation process?
No, we were pretty pretty disciplined in the things that we've done thus far. There's always, you always hear some talk about, well, I'm going to bait him into doing this or bait him into doing that, and then we have little talks. But we've been pretty disciplined.
We mentioned Norv Turner joins the show later. Describe your relationship with your offensive coordinator, Norv Turner. What are the dynamics of how this works to beat a team?
Well, with Norv, it's pretty easy. He's got a great personality. I love how he is out on the practice field. You know, he's going to make sure, he's demanding like I am, try to get things done the right way, coach him real hard. And then he's got a good side about him that is he's funny. He makes jokes with the players, makes jokes with everybody. And so, I think we have a great relationship and I'm just very, very lucky to have him.
What type, if you were to classify what individual type of football player you like, what kind of player would that be? Like, what are their personality and or physical traits?
Well, I love guys that are smart. I love guys that have speed and size. But, you know, I love guys that have something to prove. That those guys, they all seem to come in there and get better each and every day. Somebody has a chip on their shoulder. You know, I think back of all the great players that I've ever been around and, you know, the pride factor that they have about being the best that particular day. But a lot of times some of these other guys that come in here and they prove that you know, they want to prove people wrong.
I thought it was quite impressive as you established your final 53 that all three seventh rounders made the final 53. Cornerback Jabari Price, linebacker Brandon Watts, and defensive tackle Shamar Stephen. Shoot, he started the third preseason game for you at Kansas City. That I'd have to believe you're the only team in the NFL with three seventh rounders to make the team. What did they do to make the team?
Well, first of all, the scouts and Rick did a great job of identifying these guys. And we were lucky enough to have three seventh-round picks, too. But, you know, Shamar, they call him the big fundamental because he does everything right all the time. He can run. He's got good strength. I think he's going to continue to get better. Jabari Price is playing with a lot of confidence. He challenges receivers. And Brandon Watts was more of a nickel linebacker when he was at Georgia Tech, but he's improved a lot. He's much more physical than when he was in college, and that's got a lot of upside and a lot of athletic ability. So we are very, very fortunate to get those.
And with Price and Watts, they missed at least a couple of preseason games. So obviously you had seen enough of them through the camps and the early stages of training camp where you and the general manager got together and said, well, we can't lose these guys or expose them to the practice squad, right?
Right, and we were very excited about them anyway, all through OTAs, all through the mini camps. They had done a great job, and I'm looking forward, you know, if you can hit on a seventh round corner, that's big. So I'm looking forward to Jabari to continue his good play and improving from here on out.
How do you expect St. Louis to play offensively this weekend?
Well, I don't think they're going to change too much. You know, they want to run the football. They have a good running game. Their backs run very, very hard. The fullback is a heck of a blocker. And then they're going to try to get their shots down the field. When we see Sean Hill out there, he sees some press coverage. He's going to take his shots, and we're going to have to make sure we do a great job on the edges with our corners.
I don't exactly know what they were doing with Tavon Austin in the preseason, but each time I watched them, he did not play much. Stedman Bailey, the kid who went on suspension, played markedly more than him, caught a touchdown against New Orleans from Sean Hill. Tavon Austin, they traded up a lot to get him. How do they use him?
Well, they use him a lot in the slot. And they'll move him around quite a bit. When they want to get him the football, they try to move him around. They also will use him on screens, reverses, a lot of things coming out where they can get the ball in his hands quickly. And he's a heck of a punt returner, and so they'll use him in a lot of places where they think they can get space on him. A
couple of quickies to close here for Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. This is X's and O's with the head coach presented by Xfinity, and I'm Paul Allen. Life with Adrian Peterson continues this weekend. The last time Adrian went against St. Louis, 24 carries and well over 200 yards. What do you just overall like about Adrian Peterson's game?
Well, the power that he runs with, the acceleration that he has, his vision that he sees the hole. There isn't a whole lot that I don't like about it. He's working much better on catching the football. He's doing a great job in protection. And so all of those areas, I've been really, really impressed with.
Last one, the macro view of your team. The biggest changes, Mike, that you've seen from you got hired in January, you get them together, you got rookie camp, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, preseason games, here we are. What are the biggest changes overall you've seen with the guys on whom you are going to count most when the regular season begins?
Well, I think obviously defensively is where we've changed the most from when we got in here with free agency and the draft with Anthony Barr and some of these guys. Offensively, the nucleus is pretty good. But, you know, the thing I've been the most impressed with this team is there's never any complaining. They go out and they work their rear ends off real hard. Each and every day we go out and we finish practice about 15 minutes earlier every day. So the tempo that we're practicing at, the not making mistakes, the way they're studying and listening to what we're trying to preach to them. So those things have all been very, very good.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the conversation. Best of luck this weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. Thanks to Xfinity. By the way, join Paul Charchian and yours truly Friday from 9 to noon at Buffalo Wild Wings in Eagan for the Friday Football Feast presented by Miller Lite. Check out the complete schedule at Vikings.com. It is on my show page, the Paul Allen Show page. Once again, that is KFAN.com. We thank Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, for joining us for the initial and inaugural X's and O's presented by Xfinity. When we return, we hear from offensive coordinator Norv Turner. I'm Paul Allen on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Welcome back to X's and O's. I'm Paul Allen. We thank Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer for joining us, and we invite you to join host Mike Musman along with Vikings center John Sullivan for Vikings Country tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at Lone Oak Grill in Eagan. You could win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite Touchdown in the tropics in Cancun. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. X's and O's is proud to welcome Minnesota Vikings offensive coordinator Norv Turner to the show. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's about time we got a real game to play, right?
Yeah, are you excited for it? Excited, undefeated in the preseason.
Excited to get our guys out there and give them opportunity to go play. You know, they've worked awfully hard. It started back in March or April, whenever they came in, and you know, I think they're ready to go.
As I like to remind you, you've done it for quite some time. 40 overall, 30 in the NFL as a coach, and you've seen very good preseasons and probably some bad preseasons. With preseason football, specifically with your offense, how much translates to the regular season, given a lot of this is new to you here?
Well, you always try to figure that one out, and I don't know if anyone has the answer. I always look at when we were matched up against the other team's ones, our twos matched up against their ones, whatever those different circumstances are. But the regular season, obviously, is totally different. You get your ones out there pretty much for the entire game. You use your best substitutes, and you play against their ones. So, talent usually rises to the top, and over an entire game, you have to make plays in the first quarter. You have to put drives together in the first quarter, and then you have to do it in the fourth quarter to win games.
Norv, I know football is the ultimate team game, and so many things have to happen to win a football game. But given the respect level you have garnered as an offensive coordinator and certainly a head coach, and defensively for them, their defensive coordinator Greg Williams, what is it like going against a Greg Williams type defense?
Well, we're trying to sort all those things out, because obviously he hasn't been a coordinator in a couple of years. They played good defense with Jeff Fisher there as the head coach, and he still is a defensive guy, so you see things that he likes throughout the training camp in their defense. Greg Williams is he's a change of pace. He's a blitz guy. He tries to do the unexpected. So you just have to be prepared for all the different things they've shown, and that's what they like to do, and then you got to handle it when you see it.
When you have a defensive line as highly touted as theirs, and granted, we got to play the games here to see what that defensive line looks like, but with Robert Quinn and those 19 sacks, Michael Brockers, Chris Long, Langford, Donald backs him up, even William Hayes, the former Titan, they're deep on the defensive line. Do you expect him to blitz a fair amount with that type of a defensive line?
Well, they're really deep on the defensive line, and they're obviously really good in the defensive line. So they have the added advantage of they get a lot of pressure with four-man rush. They get a lot of sacks with a four-man rush. They can play the game with a four-man rush. But I think one of the reasons they like the blitz is they create one-on-one matchups, and their best rushers, their ends, do get a lot of one-on-one matchups because they're bringing pressure along with their different looks. And when they're bringing pressure, at some point, you've got single block people.
Vikings and Rams Sunday at noon on the Vikings Radio Network. Offensive coordinator Norv Turner joining us now for X's and O's, provided by Xfinity. Cornerback Janoris Jenkins in his third year. He played all 16 games last year. What do you think of his game?
I think he's really a good player. He's one of those guys that's a little bit unpredictable. People say, well, he gives up big plays, but he makes a lot of big plays. So, you always have to be a little bit careful when you're going against a guy like that. It's not worth the three completions to give up an interception for a touchdown. But you do have to look and see where you can make plays and if you can get an opportunity to make a big play against him.
What kind of preseason did your left tackle Matt Khalil have for you?
I thought Matt, got better each session we had, whether it be when we got back and had our 2 weeks at training camp before we played a game, and then after each game, I think he had things he could work on and got better. He had a number of situations where he was one-on-one blocking, a really good pass rusher.
Like Tom Bahali.
And we got back and threw touchdown passes.
Yeah.
The touchdown pass to Cordell was, he might have blocked, held the guy out for 5 seconds because Matt had to hold the ball. It was play action.
Yeah.
He had some situations where he gave up some pressure. And, like I said, some of that was we got to find out where guys are and what they can do. We don't want to put anyone that's got a real tough matchup, we're not going to find out how good they are. We want to help them when we can.
Norv Turner, offensive coordinator on X's and O's. So in a situation with the way you want to run the passing game, should we expect Matt to have solo responsibility against Robert Quinn a fair amount, or is that something where you got to mix it up?
Well, there's times he's going to have total responsibility with Robert Quinn because defensively they can create that matchup. We have to do everything we can. We have to game plan and mix it up. All the way across in the offensive line, we don't want to turn this into a pass rush battle.
What are some things you like about this offense into the regular season opener, your offense?
Well, I like, we're talking about me, we're talking about Greg Williams, talking about coordinators. It does come down to the guys playing on the field. And I do believe we have a lot of different versatile players. We are an improving offensive line. And after that, we have a lot of guys that can make plays. So I think defensively, you have to be aware of that. And hopefully that takes the pressure off our best player, Adrian, and we can create a little bit more room for him.
Is there any concern of Adrian having any kind of rust off not carrying the ball at all in the preseason?
Based on everything I've seen in practice, and we had obviously a very up-tempo week in practice, he looks like he's ready to go. I don't see any rust. When a guy plays and hasn't been tackled, you're always concerned about ball security, but we've worked awfully hard with the ball security, and we've done every drill and everything you can do to get a guy ready for a game.
Is there a lot expected of him outside of just being Adrian Peterson, the runner? Is there a lot expected overall from number 28 and how you want to do it?
Yeah, there is, because if you're going to be in there on all downs and you're going to be asked to do a lot of different things, then you have to be a good pass protector. You have to understand the passing game and get in the right place, be in the right place at the right time. Some routes, he's more comfortable than others, but I think he's done a good job with that. But, if you want to do all those things, there is more responsibility on your shoulders.
What makes Kyle Rudolph so tough to cover?
I think the number one thing would be his size. He's a big body guy. The number two thing would be I think he's running a lot better. I think he's a combination of lost some weight, but I think he's changed his running style. We ask him to do that. He's running routes different. We don't like position routes. We don't want to go down and stop and make two moves on a guy. We want to run. We want to beat people with our quickness and our athletic ability. He's kind of taken to it. I think it's shown up in the preseason. I hope it continues during the regular season.
From the time you got here in January, Norv, through the camps and training camp and preseason up to where we are now, Describe your relationship with head coach Mike Zimmer. I mean, given the head coaching experience you have, and this is his first run at it, how often does he lay on you for the minutiae of being a head coach?
Well, it's we have a lot of conversations about football, but I really think a lot of general conversations about football. You know, early we talked a lot about not only when I was a head coach, but guys I've worked for, guys he's worked for. We tried to take the best of everything and put the practice schedules together. He obviously did all that. He asked for some input from me. But it's been fun watching him because, you know, he is on top of this team. He is very demanding. He knows what he wants out of his football team, what kind of football team he wants the Minnesota Vikings to be. And I think our guys, I don't think there's any gray area. I think they understand what he wants from them, and they're responding.
This is your second consecutive year being an offensive coordinator, Cleveland last year, here this year. Do you miss head coaching at all?
I like football. This football is great. You know, that I don't sometimes it's hard for me to count that year last year because it was so many different unusual things that happened to us. You know, it was not anything I expected it to be. This is everything I'd hoped it would be from the general manager, from the ownership, from obviously Coach Zimmer, our offensive and defensive staffs and our players. And, you know, we've got a real young team that is responding and want to be good. And, you know, it's going to be exciting because I think we can grow and become a real good football team throughout this season. A
couple of quickies to close here with the offensive coordinator. Their quarterback, Sean Hill, makes his 27th start this weekend. Third time against the Vikings. Played the Vikings in 07 with San Francisco and 09 with San Francisco. He was the third quarterback on the 49ers when you were the offensive coordinator there in 2006. What do you remember about Sean?
Well, I go back further than that. He was a quarterback at University of Maryland, was 10-1 and played in took Maryland to a bowl game, and I tried hard to get the Dolphins to sign him as a free agent. And when we had a chance to sign him in San Francisco, you know, I went to Mike Nolan and we were able to get that done. And he really helped Alex Smith. He's a real heady guy. He's got a quick release. I don't think you're going to trick him. He's seen an awful lot of things in games. Obviously, you know him. He's been here. He's just a wonderful person. And you know, he's people thought he was limited coming out in terms of his ability to play, and now it's, what, his 14th year, so he's really had an outstanding career.
We thank offensive coordinator Norv Turner for joining us on X's and O's provided by Xfinity, likewise for Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer. You can find the show each and every Wednesday at the same time on your Vikings Radio Network affiliate. Kick off the 2014 season and run through the Vikings training facility at the TCO Vikings 5K Run this Sunday. For registration information, visit Vikings.com/run. On behalf of the show producers, Eric Nordquist and Jay Nelson, I'm Paul Allen. Thank you for listening to X's and O's with head coach Mike Zimmer all across the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.